Lisa. I'm so sorry I'm late. I had to run after practice. Let me sit down. Our coach kept us there a bit longer to do some extra work, and I didn't even get to change out of my outfit. I'm so sorry. Feels good to sit here. But no one's here. Where's everyone? Did I remember the timing correctly? Oh. Okay. That sucks. I mean, I'm sorry to say it like that, but that's really shitty. I wish the members of the book club were more reliable and appreciative of what you do for us, because I know you put so much work into it, and I really appreciate it. I think you do such a great job. I don't want to fade out just because people don't manage to show up, and I don't want you to feel like we are ungrateful or anything. Yeah, I'm always here, even if I might be late sometimes. So it's just us two today. Well, maybe we could use the time for some extra lessons, now that we're here already. Oh, I know I don't need extra lessons, but I thought you might need some. Okay, I don't mean to be disrespectful, sir. You are my favorite teacher ever since you started working here, and you're not as boring as the other teachers. You're good looking and well read, and you're passionate, like the work you invest in this book club and how you actually care about your students. But I think there's one thing you're not so good at. I've noticed and that you seem to have a problem talking to women. You always seem to get so intimidated when you talk to Miss Rogers, for example. She's always so elegant in her pencil skirt and heels. I see you tense up and start to stutter and blush when she talks to you. And I've noticed that it happens with me too lately. And I really don't understand why. I'm not intimidating at all. And not elegant and tall and eloquent like her. I'm just a little cheerleader. There's no reason to be afraid of me. So I thought maybe I could help you with that. Oh, you don't need to blush, even though it's really cute when you do. How? By telling you that I want to be all yours for the remainder of the 2 hours we have. I know you try so hard not to look, but you should take a close look. It will help you. See, when I get up and stand close in front of your desk, this uniform doesn't cover much at all. My tight don't know why they let us wear those. How are you supposed to resist? Let me get on your desk so you can take a closer look. Haven't you dreamed about this? This tight little body on display just for you. I want you to touch, sir. I want you to look and not be shy and know I'm willing to do whatever you want. I want you to touch and grab and feel. I want you to flip up my skirt. Not that it hides much when I pose in front of you like this. Giving you show by arching my back. Sticking out my ass. Yes. Grab it. Oh. Do you want to give it a spank or two? See my round ass turn red from your hand for being such a tease? Really, no need to be shy for you. See, when I let my thighs fall open, how wet you've made me. You can see it through my panties, right? So, done one to come on your desk. I want more. Maybe you should open your pants. You don't have to be shy or worried or anything. I won't tell anyone about this. I just want to see my favorite teacher's cock. Inappropriate for a student, right? Don't you think I should just lean my head back over the edge of this table and have my mouth stuffed by your cock? Is it bad that I think about you sometimes when I watch something and I imagine it's you doing it to me? Oh. bend me over the table. I don't think anyone should be here anymore, so it will be okay. So I hope knowing that you can cream pie in this tight gun whenever you want helps you be a little bit more confident. Time is up for today. Maybe if the other members of the book club don't show up in the future either, we could make this a regular thing. Yeah, see you tomorrow, sir. panties. You can keep those as a reminder that there's no reason to be shy at all.